This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available.
Regarding supplies of LPG and the production, there is an increase in the production, and this increase in the production is a combined effort of upstream companies like ONGC, GAIL, Oil India and the refineries. The refineries of public sector, private sector and JV. So all these refineries have contributed to the increase. We still require certain imports. Diversification, yes, all the efforts are on. We have already done in case of crude. In case of LPG also the efforts are on. In case of LNG already we have a big, you know, basket from where the products are taken.
The Joint Secretary further informed that there has been slight increase in the rates of premium petrol, while there has been no increase in normal petrol rates. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. He said that DG Shipping is continuously monitoring them.
Ministry of Port Shipping Waterways continues to closely monitor the shipping movements, port operations, safety of Indian seafarers and continuity of maritime trade in view of the evolving situation in the West Asia.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with leaders of Oman, Malaysia, France, Jordan and Qatar. India has evacuated 913 nationals, including 284 pilgrims, via the Armenia-Azerbaijan route. Joint Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs informed that 15 Indian crew members of MT Safe Sea Vishnu, who were safely rescued from Iraq yesterday, are expected to return to India today. In West Asia, a sharp intensification in hostilities has overshadowed the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Nowruz, as cycle of retaliatory strikes now directly targeting economic assets, including widespread attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Iranian state TV today confirmed that spokesman of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Ali Mohammad Naini, has been killed in an Israeli strike. In the UAE, key installations including the Habshan gas facility and the Bab oil field were temporarily shut down following missile interceptions and falling debris. Kuwait said an oil refinery in the Gulf state was hit by a drone attack. Qatar's Ras Laffan facility has suffered extensive damage, with authorities indicating a significant impact on liquefied natural gas exports. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed, disrupting a major share of global oil and gas flows and sending energy markets into volatility. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, today reviewed the agricultural situation across the country with senior officials in New Delhi. The meeting followed discussion on the crops damage due to untimely rain and hailstorms in several states. In a social media post, Mr. Chauhan said that instructions have been issued for immediate surveys and necessary actions to ensure that farmers receive relief at the earliest. Earlier today, in a media briefing, Mr. Chauhan said the government is taking prompt measures to assess crop damage caused by unseasonal rains and hailstorms in several parts of the country. The Election Commission has issued an order to regulate political advertisements across electronic and digital media. According to the order, all political parties, candidates and even individuals or organizations must get their advertisements approved before publishing them. The approval must be taken from the Media Certification and Monitoring Committee. At the Orleans Masters Badminton Tournament, Indian duo of Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amara Karunan lost to Indonesian pair of Bagas Maulana and Leo Carnando in men's doubles quarterfinal at Palais des Sports in France today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.